Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 18, Pretoria 20, Polokwane 17, Rustenburg 25 degrees.
And in Sandton on the M1 southbound, a crash off the Grayson Drive causing some queue traffic, and in Limburg Park on the N3 northbound, queue traffic towards the Buccleuch interchange.
We start in Cape Town, where the fourth accused in a 1 billion rand housing tender fraud case involving former mayoral committee member Malusi Boy has been shot and killed in Mitchell's Plain. Abdul Qadir Davids was released on bail this week of 250,000 rand. No arrests have been made. Here's police spokesperson Malcolm Puya.
Preliminary reports suggest that unknown gunmen opened fire on the victim, who was declared deceased by medical personnel who attended to the scene. The motive for the murder is now the subject of an investigation by the South African Police Service. Mitchell's Plain Police registered a murder docket for further investigation.
ALDA has praised the extradition of former Eskom contractor Michael Lomas, linked to the 745 million rand fraud case at Kusile, extradited by SAPS Interpol. He faces charges alongside former Eskom managers and other accused. Arrested in the UK in 2021, Lomas was granted 1.7 million rand bail and an additional 4.3 million rand in surety. The case against the alleged killer of celebrated scientist Dorcas Didi Lekanye has been postponed to the 29th of November. This follows the brief appearance by the accused, who is her husband, in the Alexandra Magistrates Court this morning. Cecil Kekara was arrested in July following the discovery of Lekanye's lifeless body at their Bromley home. Speaking to the SABC outside court, her uncle Robert Lekanye said that they welcome the postponement.
We fully understand, because we don't want a situation where they rush into things and in the process miss, you know, crucial information that could assist in the success in terms of conviction.
City Power says its revenue collection drive in Lanasia resulted in a medical centre, sweet factory and a scrapyard among the establishments disconnected from the electricity grid for unpaid bills. The entity is aiming to recoup the 800 million rand owed by customers in the area. Here's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
A nearby scrapyard was also found to be illegally reconnected to the grid. This large power user owes about 1.9 million rands, and upon inspection, we found the customer to be operating without a meter. Due to repeated offences of illegal connection, City Power will lodge a criminal complaint against this customer.
And Vani pop star Kylie Minogue will be embarking on her biggest world tour in more than a decade next year. The tour will start in her home country, Australia, in February. The 56-year-old will be performing some classics and songs from her new album, Tension 2, set to be released on the 18th of next month.
Is she coming here?
I don't think so.
They need to stop calling it a world tour if they're not going to come to Africa.
You're saying we must be included?
Yeah.
Let's hope also, so. Also, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
She was here before.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, if you're going to call it a world tour, then stop off here. So Taylor Swift, you also. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm speaking for the people.
I'm Chanel Zubtembenet weer die hoofnuus te eer. Die vierde beskuldigde in 'n saak van 1 miljard rand waarby die voormalige Kaapstadse burgemeesterskomitee lid vir behuising Malusi Boy betrokke was, is in Mitchells Plain doodgeskiet.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth, and guess I'm the fool. But there are